All right, I'm here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, and I'm speaking with Joy Carter, who is with the Georgia Peanut Commission, has been very involved in the organization of this conference. And Joy, I wanted to ask you about what motivated you to, because I think it was pretty much your decision to have a blog for the conference this year and have audio on the blog. And our friends over at Trimble and Ag Technologies sponsor it. Why did you decide to use this kind of new media for coverage of the conference?
Well, we wanted to open the door for more farmers and industry representatives that are not able to attend the conference to be able to see who the speakers are and see photographs from the conference and just hear more about the issues that are being presented in terms of legislative issues and other new initiatives within the peanut industry.
Now, of course, the Southern Peanut Farmers Federation covers four states in particular, but there's a lot of other states that that grow peanuts in this country, and this has given you an outreach towards them as well.
That's right. We have growers here from Texas as well as North Carolina and Virginia mm-hmm. and South Carolina.
And so they're going to, and other growers who can't be here have a chance too to see what you're doing. People from Texas and North Carolina, mm-hmm. wherever, can see what you're doing here, right?
Right. Anyone in across the U.S. can see what we're doing through the website blog, and also growers other people just involved in agriculture that may not have a direct involvement with peanuts can learn more about the industry and what we're doing here.
Well, let's talk also about AmericanPeanuts.com. You spoke about that in one of the sessions this morning. What is AmericanPeanuts.com?
AmericanPeanuts.com is a legislative-focused website that the Georgia Peanut Commission funds, and it's just another avenue for growers in the state to keep up to date with legislative issues. They can register on the website and receive email alerts and updates that we send out, and also it gives them an outlet to contact their congressman on specific issues.
Now, why do you call it AmericanPeanuts.com, even though it's just the Georgia group that's sponsoring it?
Well, we wanted to open it up to the entire peanut industry. Even though the Georgia Peanut Commission is funding it, we wanted to have it available where growers that are in Texas or Virginia or North Carolina, as well as Alabama, Mississippi, could also take part of the website and use it as a tool to contact their congressman.
And how well-received has it been?
It's been very well received. As farmers continue to get more active with the internet, they're seeing this as a valuable tool because they're learning that mailing a letter to their congressman through the postal service does not work as well. It takes a long time to get there. So they are realizing the necessity for email and personal phone calls too.
Now, are you finding in your dealings with growers in Georgia that producers and people in the agriculture industry are using forms of new media and computers more often?
Yes, I've received phone calls and emails from growers all the time with questions. When we send out the legislative alerts to them, they'll reply back with questions, especially when the farm bill was being discussed. A lot of growers was wanting to keep up to date with what was going on. And also through AmericanPeanuts.com, we're finding out that it's being used not just for the legislative alerts, but farmers have told me that their children's been able to use the website for projects with school, and so it's a benefit to everyone.
Now, how has the blog been received? I know you've been talking to people here about it, and you've even heard from people who aren't here. How is it being received?
Yeah, I think the blog is working out great. We've had a farmer that even sent a text message to someone here at the conference saying, "I saw you on the blog." So I think it's been well received, and it'll provide a new avenue for people who were not able to attend to know what's going on and see all the excitement here in Panama City.
All right, very good. Well, thanks a lot, Joy.